This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, February 12, the Miracle Worker. Dear friends, miracles are the focus of this Sunday's Gospel. But miracles have gotten a pretty bad rap lately. Some pious soul is regularly seeing the image of Jesus or Mary in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, or a baked potato. Statues are seen to weep or bleed with no immediate explanation. All, of course, are reported with a wink and a smirk by the local news anchors. There's always been a ready market for miracles, even the bogus ones. So imagine the fuss when Jesus comes along dispensing the real thing. We're still in the first chapter of Mark. Jesus has already been proclaimed a miracle worker. He's being mobbed by the afflicted and the curious, and he's conflicted by all the commotion. In last Sunday's gospel, we saw Jesus get out of town to avoid the miracle seekers and to get on with preaching the kingdom. But his reputation follows him, and his compassion, it never leaves him. So when the leper throws himself in his path and begs for a cure, Jesus responds, "Be thou clean." He then admonishes the man to go to the priests, show them his cure, and offer thanksgiving according to the Mosaic law. These few lines tell us a lot about the direction of Christ's earthly ministry. He has the power to heal, and when he sees suffering, he uses that power. But beyond compassion, he is the Messiah foretold by the prophets. And one of the signs of his coming are the miracles he's performing. Jesus is a devout Jew, obedient to the law of Moses. He's not come to overthrow the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. He's come to redeem the world, not run a walk-in miracle clinic. Sometime after his cure, the leper surely has a date with his earthly mortality, whether from cancer, heart disease, or a slip and fall. His restoration to health is only temporary. The same is true for every one of us. From the oldest to the youngest, our days are numbered. And here's where the real miracle comes in. In Christ, we have eternal life, not a temporary extension of a mortal one. Jesus is the Lamb of God, not the Galilee emergency room. While still over the horizon, the real miracle awaits us on Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. Cynics have cautioned us not to rely on miracles. But the miracle of redeeming grace is one you can take to the bank. Better yet, it's a miracle you can take to eternal life when the miracle worker calls you home. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my parish at www.stpetersbayshore.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.